Three things keep us free: God, guns, and Sarah. Charles Manson was a community organizer. Just a few of the signs held by McCain Palin supporters who welcomed Todd Palin to Duluth. Palin stepped on stage after nearly 3 minutes of cheers, applause, and chants.
But it's all been just a real positive adventure, real positive message. And so I'm just glad to be a part of the McCain-Palin ticket and help out wherever I can. Minnesota and Alaska share a lot of the same qualities, the hunting and fishing, and of course the Second Amendment rights, and snow machining. And a lot of my best buds are from Minnesota to represent you guys, your rights on land rights and Second Amendment rights.
McCain-Palin supporter Jack Morrow of Superior.
She has a conservative stance, concerned about the economy, which we feel she has a strong stance on. And of course, also the right to life issue is important to us. That's what issues. Maybe this will help generate a little more enthusiasm.
Barb Hansen of Duluth says she's for Palin because he's easy to relate to.
He's so real and so normal and so just one of us. And he could find a home here because there's a lot of people that love the outdoors, and there's a lot of people that are hard-working union people just like he is. And so there's a lot to relate to him. It's refreshing that he's coming to Duluth.
After Palin was leaving the stage with Senator Norm Coleman, the crowd united in singing God Bless America.
God bless America, my home sweet home.
In Superior, Joe Kadot, Wisconsin Public Radio.